6:50, 10 before 7, Monday morning, the 6th of February, as we hit the ground running. Much warmer than it has been, 30 degrees right now. We have experts in all areas, and this gentleman is an expert on China. He's been there more times than anybody that we know of. He's the former Michigan school superintendent, among other things, involved with mental health, and that in itself has been a major problem in this country, dealing with the mental health issues, but that's for another day. Today, we call upon Tom Watkins for his expertise on China to give us his take on what he thinks has been happening here, what he thinks China might have been doing. Were they testing us? I won't even put up all the different ideas that are out there. I'll let Tom Watkins talk. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Paul W. We got to stop meeting about this this major issue of China and what it's going to mean to all of our future.
Well, you've always said what happens in China doesn't stay in China. You've always said that we can't ignore China. Now we don't anymore. They're impossible to ignore. You've been on this story for a very long time. So give me your take from all you know as to what just happened with this trial balloon the Chinese seem to send our way.
Yes, my interest is sparked in China many, many years ago by a great fourth grade teacher. And I've been following the issues, traveled, as you said, extensively in China, watching about this most important bilateral relationship between the U.S. and China. All major world issues are going to intersect at the corner of Washington, D.C. and Beijing going forward. We need to be very clear and be thankful in some ways that China did us a favor. China is a dangerous superpower rivalry, and we're in a major super competition with China. And this trial balloon, this spy balloon that came across, really opened up, I think, the American people's eyes to this competition and how serious we need to be about it. China wants to say it was a weathered balloon. We see, and our intelligence community sees otherwise. But the most important thing is we don't let this, as big of an issue it is, separate us, because we have to come together as we compete with China. We need to come together to help solve the world's issues. The other observation that I'd make is I think that the U.S. failed in some ways this test, this trial balloon that China sent up, because we should be unified in our response as it focuses on China. But too much, we turned on ourselves. We saw political blame games going back and forth of who did what, when, where, and turning the issue into a domestic political pinata. Our best defense against a rising China is a strong and united America, United States of America, where we don't simply look at holding China back to thwart their progress, I should say, but where we really invest in America and the American people. That's where our focus should be.
But what about the reaction? What about what many are saying, the incredibly delayed reaction? We literally let that balloon traverse over all of our secret places and all of America. They got all their information, sending it back, no doubt, to China in real time. We blew the balloon out of the sky after they were done doing what they had to do.
Well, I think that's a narrative that you can put out there, but I think there's four reasons why President Biden's decision to consult with the military, our military advising the president on the best judgment of how we should deal with this issue. One, what I hear from the intelligence community is we knew it was there, and we had the ability to jam their capacity to be transmitting data back to China. Two, we had a counterintelligence gathering initiative where our military could study and see what they're doing. Three, I think we got to stop thinking that this is a movie and it's Rambo or Toby Keith's old movie or movie the song, you know, that we'll put a boot in their ass. It's the American way. That's not the way that diplomacy is done. We need to sit and identify, make sure that we're always protecting America's interests, and also deal with the safety issue. bringing this down over the ocean, 47 feet, where we can go down and retrieve it, is a political win for this nation and a total embarrassment to the People's Republic of China.
Well, I disagree with some of what you're saying, but that's why I bring you on, to hear what you have to say and to kind of digest it. But I was talking about this over the weekend, and then it was too late, but why in the world did they not do what I think China would have done, and that is capture this treasure trove of information on their abilities at espionage and spying? Why didn't we try to capture the balloon rather than just, like cowboys, blow it out of the sky when it's all done doing what it had to do anyway?
Well, we do. We'll capture it. We'll capture the data. The balloon is the skin. The data is in what fell into the ocean.
Yeah, what was hanging below it. But
exactly.
But why didn't we try to capture it whole and have that treasure trove of information, I wonder?
Yeah, I wonder if we have the capacity to do that. The other positive thing I think that's happening, Paul W., and Michigan is front and center on this, is there's a new congressional committee, the Select Committee on Strategic Competition between U.S. and China and the Chinese Communist Party. And we have two of our finest, Representative Molinar from the Midland area and Representative Stevens right down here in the metro area, that are serving on this committee to take a serious look at what our threats and opportunities are and engaging with the People's Republic of China going forward.
Well, you stay tuned, Tom, because we're going to get another view from Mike Rogers, the former congressman and chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and a guy with a great deal of experience in these areas, a national security expert, and I think a fine potential Republican presidential candidate. He's coming up at 7:05, right after the news, which is next. So, stay tuned.
I'll look forward to listening to the good congressman.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Paul.
Always nice to be with Tom Watkins, an expert on China, former Michigan school superintendent, formerly involved, too, with mental health issues. We might have to bring him back in to get that thing fixed around Michigan and around these United States. Stay with us. Mike Rogers coming up.